This is the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, starring Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Abadov, Ima Bear, and Tinok Bear. There was once a family of bears, the Three Bears, who lived in a house in the forest. One morning they sat at their breakfast table. Abba Bear said, "This oatmeal is hum-me-dai. It's too hot." Ima Bear said, "This oatmeal is hum-me-dai. It's too hot." And Baby Bear said, "My oatmeal is hum-me-dai too." So Papa Bear said, "Let's go out for a walk in the forest. When we walk, our oatmeal will cool down and we'll come back later and eat it." So off went the Three Bears for a walk in the forest. Shortly after they left, a little girl named Goldilocks came along and knocked on their door. But no one answered. Finding the door unlocked and indeed open, she let herself in and said, "I smell delicious oatmeal. They must have made breakfast for me." So she led herself into the kitchen, sat down at the table, and tasted some oatmeal. "Ooh, this oatmeal is hum-me-dai," she said after tasting Papa Bear's oatmeal. So she tried the next bowl. "Ooh, this oatmeal is car-me-dai. It's too cold." But then she tried the third bowl and said, "Allah kefak, this oatmeal is just right." So she ate it all up. And then Goldilocks said, "I'm a little tired. I'm going to go into the living room and sit down and rest." So she sat down in a big chair, but she said, "Oh, this chair is kashemidai. It's too hard." So then she tried the next chair, but she said, "Oh, this chair is rachmidai. It's too soft." But then she tried the third chair, and she said, "This chair is very comfortable. Kirtzon ha, just right." But because her tuchus was so big, she broke it. Boom. And she said, "I better go upstairs and take a nap. I'm exhausted." So Goldilocks went up the stairs. Doot, 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 doot. When she got to the top of the stairs, Goldilocks tried out the first bed. "Oh, this bed is kashemidai. It's too hard." So she tried the next bed. "This bed is rachmidai. It's too soft." So then she tried the third bed. "Ala kefak. Just right." And she fell fast asleep. Just then, the Three Bears came back from their walk in the forest, and they went into the kitchen and sat down at the table to eat their oatmeal. Abba Bear took one look at his oatmeal and said, "Someone's been eating my oatmeal." Mama Bear looked at her oatmeal and said, "Someone's been eating my oatmeal." And Baby Bear said, "Someone's been eating my oatmeal and she ate it all up." Said Papa Bear. "We better go sit down in the living room and figure this out." So off they went to the living room, and Papa Bear said, "Hey, someone's been sitting in my chair." And Mama Bear said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair." And Baby Bear said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair, and she broke it." Said Papa Bear. "Let's go upstairs. Something's all wrong. We're going upstairs, going to go to bed and wake up again and just start the day all over." So up they went. Upstairs. But Abba Bear looked at his bed and said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." And Ima Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." And Tinok Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and there she is." Just then, Goldilocks woke up and opened her eyes and saw three bears standing over her. "Ah!" said Goldilocks. "I'm afraid of bears." And she ran down the stairs, doo, 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 out the door, boom, and into the forest, never to come back again. Abba Bear looked at Ima Bear, and Ima Bear looked at Tinok Bear, and Tinok Bear looked at Abba Bear. And Abba Bear looked at Tinok Bear, and Tinok Bear looked at Ima Bear, and Ima Bear looked at Abba Bear, and they laughed and laughed and laughed at what a silly person Goldilocks was. And Goldilocks decided, just because the door is open, don't go in, and just because they left out breakfast for you, don't eat it unless you know who it is. and the three bears decided that if they ever go out for a walk in the forest again, they'll be sure to lock the door behind them. And that is the story of Goldilocks and the Three Dubim.